Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, frost, lower 30s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, much warmer, highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 37. For Sunday, mostly sunny, lower 50s, and Sunday night becoming mostly cloudy. Right now, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas health officials are reporting a fifth child has died from COVID-19 in the state. The health department said the child was in the 10 to 17 age group, but no other details were provided, including when the death occurred. The health department reported Wednesday the state has recorded 5,807 new COVID-19 cases in the last week, including 1,460 children. Kansas has also seen 249 new hospitalizations, including 7 children, in the last week. Police in central Kansas are investigating the shooting death of a man in Hoisington. Police were called just after 3 a.m. Wednesday to a home by a 911 call who reported a shooting. Arriving officers found 22-year-old Chase Anderson of Hoisington with a gunshot wound to his chest. Officials say a 32-year-old acquaintance of Anderson's who was in the house at the time of the shooting was arrested on suspicion of unrelated drug possession counts. Police say no charges have yet been filed in Anderson's death. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
K-State fans, your Wildcats host TCU Saturday, October 30th for homecoming. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. and tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Horned Frogs and we celebrate homecoming. Don't miss Big 12 football in Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State hosts TCU Saturday, October 30th. Go Cats!
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Federal officials say progress on a national biodefense lab in Manhattan is being delayed. Officials said earlier this year the National Bio and Agri-Defense Facility would be substantially completed this month. Federal officials now say the construction is expected to finish next spring, with the laboratory commissioned in the summer. The Manhattan Mercury reports that the Department of Homeland Security says technology upgrades and equipment installation are taking longer than expected. Once it's completed, researchers at NBAF will study diseases that can be spread from animals to humans. The director of the Topeka High Drumline is facing criminal charges after his arrest on Wednesday. According to the Shawnee County Department of Corrections, Salvador Carlos Cruz was booked into custody at the Shawnee County Jail at 2:10 p.m. on Wednesday, October 27th. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office told 13 News in Topeka its fugitive warrant unit arrested Cruz on a warrant which stemmed from a sexual battery case reported on June 15th, which involved an adult female. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A 20-year-old Lincoln man has been sentenced to 10 to 20 years in prison for shooting and killing his roommate and friend. Zachariah Serna was sentenced Thursday for manslaughter in the death of 20-year-old Gavin Hall on July 4th of last year. Serna initially told police he thought a gun was unloaded when it discharged and he and Hall were tussling over it. But prosecutors argued that evidence indicated Serna and the shotgun were at least 4 feet from Hall when the shot was fired. Serna could be eligible for parole after serving 5 years. Douglas County Election Commissioner Brian Cruz will stay in office for at least another 4 years. Governor Pete Ricketts announced Wednesday that he had reappointed Cruz to another term. Cruz was first named to the post overseeing the county's elections in 2016. Douglas, Lancaster, and Sarpy counties are the only ones in Nebraska where election commissioners are appointed by the governor because their populations are greater than 100,000. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Gage County authorities Wednesday morning received a report from Security First Bank in Blue Springs reporting a man had come into the lobby and exposed himself. A clerk reportedly chased 75-year-old Donald Forkey of Wymore out of the bank, and he was identified and instructed not to return and received a criminal citation for public indecency. A milling project that will impact multiple locations in the region is postponed until Monday and Tuesday next week, weather permitting. Work is expected to be completed within a day. Traffic restricted to one lane with flaggers and a pilot car at some locations. Drivers may expect brief delays. In Marshall County on U.S. 36, from the K-87 junction east to the county line, K-9 from the K-87 junction east to the county line, K-99 from the north city limits of Frankfort to the K-9 junction, and K-99 north to the U.S. 36 junction. Work Tuesday, Nemahal County on U.S. 36 in Seneca, K-9 from the western county line to Corning, and K-63 from the south county line north to the K-9-K-63 junction. The Frankfort annual haunted hayrack rides will be featured again this Saturday night. Last weekend drew well over 1,000 visitors. Chicken rides 5:30 till dark and full scare rides after dark until 10:30, departing Saturday from the Frankfort City Park. April Todd with the Pony Express Partnership for Children will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. She talks about the mission of the project.
Sure. So the Pony Express Partnership for Children is kind of just a touchstone agency here in Marshall County. We actually serve Marshall and Washington County. And we provide both services directly to families and children and also services to referral services. We refer and do resource and referral a lot for families and individuals.
Any local families in need of assistance are welcome to contact the organization located at the Lincoln Center on North 4th Street in Marysville.
So we have just a basic intake process. It's just a very basic form that we fill out. We sit down and meet with families or over the phone, get to kind of know the family and the situation they're in, find out a little bit of, you know, demographic information, and then really just kind of visit and chat and see kind of what their needs are and where we might be able to help. And then we have several different kind of funding sources that we can access and to provide whatever assistance it is that they need as long as funding is allowed.
The COVID pandemic did increase activity for the Pony Express Partnership. April Todd talks of that and more on our public affairs program, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on Key and EY.
A lot of families that maybe previously wouldn't have needed assistance, maybe those that were feeling pretty stable in the middle class, COVID kind of threw everyone for a loop. And so, you know, folks found themselves without a job or without income for several weeks during the shutdown, especially at the beginning of 2020, a little bit. And so, you know, families really were struggling and needing a lot more assistance maybe than in the past. So while our numbers were down in one aspect because of things just kind of slowing down during COVID, the actual number of requests themselves were up.
Jacqueline Jackie D. Cameron, age 84, of Summerfield, passed away Wednesday. Memorial service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Presbyterian Church in Summerfield. Interment in the Mission Creek Cemetery, Rural Liberty. Query Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Jackie Cameron. Barbara A. Gineman Reynolds, age 87, of Briarfield, Alabama, passed away October 20th. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of a church cemetery. Vigil service Tuesday evening at 7 at the church, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Barbara Gineman Ramos.
On the Marysville Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken salad sandwich, vegetable soup, celery and carrots, and fresh fruit. Monday, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, zucchini and tomatoes, and apricots. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Upper level lows still spinning across the central, east central parts of the Midwest. We are on the western edge of this system. We have a high pressure system that's moving in, bringing sunny skies for this Friday. We'll have dry weather for tonight. As we head into the Halloween weekend, looks great. Sunny, warmer for tomorrow before a dry cold front pushes through. As we head into Saturday night, bringing some cooler temperatures as we head into Sunday. Another system will move through Monday, bringing a chance for rain, maybe even a little bit of some snow flurries for the early morning hours on Monday, and we're definitely going to see cooler temperatures next week, highs only ranging in the 40s. So across the area, sunny, breezy, upper 50s with wind gust at 30. Tonight, clear skies, frost, lower 30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 37. For Sunday, sunny, cooler, lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late October 63, record high on this date 88, the average low 39, and the record low 17. Sunrise this morning 7:52, sunset this evening at 6:30. National Weather Service reported a wind gust of 39 miles per hour Thursday here in Marysville. And a 55 mile an hour gust reported at Concordia yesterday. Not as gusty, but still breezy this morning. It's 43 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 29th of October. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bethany. Twin Valley Developmental Services is looking for committed, ambitious, caring individuals to come help out our team. Here's your chance to work with people with disabilities. We can really use your help. Positions are in a home-like setting, and we offer sign-on bonuses, paid vacation, health insurance, and a retirement package. Apply for a full-time or part-time position at Greenleaf or Beatty locations, or online at twinvalleyfriends.com/jobopenings. Be a part of our Twin Valley family. We'd love to have you.
Two of the NFL's hottest kickoff week 8 and continuing fallout from the Blackhawks sex assault scandal. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Down there, top two wide receivers, Aaron Rodgers managed to elevate the rest of the Packers supporting cast and prove he's still at the top of his game in a Thursday night football showdown with the undefeated Cardinals.
Snap, Rodgers, pump fakes once and again, throws the middle of the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown! Randall Cobb!
The call on WTMJ. Rodgers connected with Randall Cobb for two touchdowns. Rasul Douglas's red zone interception of Cardinals QB Kyler Murray sealed the Pack's 24-21 win, defeating the league's last remaining unbeaten team. NHL, Joel Quenneville out as Florida Panthers head coach. Quenneville has been criticized for not sufficiently responding to sexual assault allegations made against a former assistant coach when he was the Blackhawks head coach in 2010. Assistant Andrew Brunette has been named interim head coach of the Panthers. NBA, one of the Eastern Conference's most surprising teams, had its hands full with the undefeated Bulls in the Windy City.
Fournier inbounding for the Knicks on the side. Kemba Walker near the McQuinn logo. Off the screen from Robinson. Throws it up on the run, and he scores the running floater.
On WEPN-FM, Kemba Walker led all Knicks with 21 points, while Julius Randle added a double-double, 13 points, 16 boards. The Knicks withstood a late 12-0 fourth-quarter run by the Bulls and hung on for a 104-103 win. After falling behind by 20, the Mavericks' late-game resilience paid off.
Doncic spins left off of Powell. Met by Poeltl again. Steps back. Shoots the three. Got it!
On KEGL, Luka Doncic scored 10 of his team-high 25 in the fourth quarter to help Dallas build an 11-point advantage. The Mavs outlasted the Spurs 104-99 to improve to 3-1 on the season. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Thursday night, eight-man football playoff action. Hanover took Osborne 24-6. Axtell over St. John's tipped in 48-0. Axtell will host Hanover in next Friday night's regional. Frankfort beat Lakeside down 60-40. Frankfort at Thunder Ridge next Friday night. Season finales, Washington County over Harrington 60-14. Lynn fell to Rock Hills 40-36. Friday night, Marysville at southeast of Saline. 7 o'clock kickoff on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights at Pleasanton, kickoff at 6. K-Prep's pregame show this evening at 6 highlights Kansas football, including Marysville at southeast of Saline. 7 o'clock kickoff, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. State volleyball tournament's underway. At Emporia, Hanover meets Lost Springs Center at 11, Dighton at 1, and Central Plains at 3. Matches live on KNDY FM 95.5. Centralia's in the Class 1A division at Dodge City. They'll face Spearville at 8:30. Burlingame at 10:30, and Little River at 1:30.
Breakfast. Who doesn't want eggs and hash browns, pancakes and French toast, biscuits and gravy, and homemade pastries? Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro is serving up a full menu of breakfast favorites all day starting at 7 a.m., including $5, $7, and $9 specials. Get it to go or linger over cups of fresh brewed coffee. Breakfast at the Empty Cup in downtown Marysville.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Steckland report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, friends, they couldn't have picked a worse time for farmers to go on strike, but they did, and they probably knew what they were doing. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Cake Steckelin Report. Nice to have you aboard today with 10,000 or more John Deere workers off work. They're on strike, friends. They want more pay. They want more pay, and they want more time off, too, as I understand. But in the meantime, our business of farming is being affected considerably, although not too bad yet, but it could get a whole lot worse. For example, building farm machinery. Well, first of all, we understand that a good number of the tractors that farmers want are already sold out for by John Deere for the year 2022. That's right, because of the demand. So with that in mind, that probably won't affect us too much as far as the workers are concerned, but it's the biggest private sector labor strike in more than 2 years, folks. This is a big deal. And they're expecting it to go for quite a few days, which is really the problem that I see. Down the road, this could be a big deal. Right now, we have maybe half of our corn harvested, maybe a little bit more, not much more than that of soybeans harvested in the United States. So we've got a lot of work out there in the fields, a lot of breakdowns, a lot of parts needed, maybe even some new machinery needed that you'll never get. And quite honestly, it could be a little difficult on the parts. Now, they're keeping their parts department open as best they can, and that's good news, no doubt about that. Two issues, parts and farm machinery. New farm machinery will be tough. It's already been tough. This is going to make it tougher. Probably want to take a look at some used stuff. And that's not too cheap right now either, is it, friends? If you've been looking at some of those prices, it's pretty scary. See you on the next Steckelin Report.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
MarysvilleLivestock.com is your up-to-date resource for upcoming sale dates, early consignments, and sale day results. Go online anytime from your computer or from your phone. And remember, you can now register to get an online bidder number at LMAauctions.com with details on the Sale Barn website. Or give manager Greg Bennett, his staff, or any of their fieldmen a call direct. Cattle sales every Thursday with consignments and now results as well online at MarysvilleLivestock.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Democrats released a comprehensive $1.75 trillion version of President Biden's Build Back Better plan on Thursday. That includes key climate-smart ag provisions, including a new $25 per acre payment for cover crops, while creating a new low-carbon tax credit for biofuels. The new version of the Build Back Better Act is half the size of the $3.5 trillion measure that the House committees drafted in September, but it does preserve most of the ag provisions which were negotiated by House and Senate ag committees. Those provisions worth more than $90 billion, including the cover crop payments and major increases in spending for the EQIP program and Conservation Stewardship Program and other Farm Bill conservation programs. Ag Secretary Vilsack said the Build Back Better framework, the largest effort in American history to combat the climate crisis, spurring economic opportunity with innovation and good jobs here at home and better positioning us to compete globally. He said agriculture can lead the way in the fight on climate with climate-smart agriculture, forestry practices that sequester carbon, reduce emissions, and create a new and better market opportunity for producers. The latest version reflected changes worked out in negotiations between the White House and a couple of key Senate Democrats, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. Now, the bill also includes nearly $960 million for biofuel infrastructure, but would rework existing tax incentives for biofuels. The buck-a-gallon tax credit for biodiesel and renewable diesel would be extended through 2026, then replaced by a low-carbon fuel credit extended to the sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, as well as advanced biofuels like ethanol produced with carbon capturing technology. As a bridge to 2026, the airline industry is separate tax credit for the SAF will be created to run through that time frame as well. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Sometimes knowing what not to do in the lawn and garden is as important as knowing what you should do. A prime example today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 29th, the 302nd day of the year. Olympic swimmer Amanda Beard has a birthday, and Muhammad Ali won his first professional fight on this day in 1950. We often talk about seasonal lawn and garden chores, but sometimes knowing what chores you shouldn't do are just as important. And here's one of the biggest mistakes homeowners make in the fall: pruning trees and bushes. Generally speaking, it's not a good idea. Open wounds have no time to heal before freezing temperatures arrive, and some trees and shrubs have already set their buds for next spring. Here's two rules of thumb to live by: prune big, non-flowering trees in late winter, and prune flowering trees and shrubs after they've bloomed in the spring. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. Still breezy, 43 degrees, highs around 60 for your Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Four Kansas City Royals have been named finalists for the 2021 American League Rawlings Gold Glove Awards. Rawlings Sporting Goods Incorporated announced on Thursday. Catcher Salvador Perez, second baseman Whit Merrifield, left fielder Andrew Benintendi, and center fielder Michael A. Taylor all made the list. The four finalists are the most by the Royals since 2017 and the second most among AL teams this season. KC also has the league's second longest active streak with a winner in each of the last 10 seasons. Winners will be announced Sunday, November 7th at 7:30 on ESPN. Former K-Stater and current Chiefs player Byron Pringle has inked a fitting deal with the chip brand Pringles. Pringles is rolling out flavor stack combinations based on each NFL franchise. Pringle, the player, has pulled together barbecue, jalapeno, and sour cream and onion Pringles to create his own Byron Pringle Kansas City barbecue stack. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday night, eight-man football playoff action. Hanover took Osborne 24-6. Axtell over St. John's Tipton 48-0. Axtell will host Hanover in next Friday night's regional. Frankfort beat Lakeside down 60-40. Frankfort at Thunder Ridge next Friday night. Season finales, Washington County over Harrington 60-14. Lynn fell to Rock Hills 40-36. Friday night, Marysville at southeast of Saline. 7 o'clock kickoff on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights at Pleasanton. Kickoff at 6. Join our K-Preps pregame show this evening at 6 with a focus on high school football. Again, Marysville at southeast of Saline, our broadcast feature live tonight. State volleyball tournaments get underway at Emporia's White Auditorium. Hanover faces Lost Springs Center at 11, Dighton at 1, Central Plains at 3. Hanover's the number 2 seed to Lebo in the tournament. Wildcat coach Melissa Holly talked about the season so far.
Really impressed. My girls have worked hard. They worked hard in the off season, and we came into the season with some goals, and we've met most of our goals.
Holly talked about preparations for the state tournament this week.
All right. Well, we are going through this week just going step by step and working on the small things, because in volleyball, it's the small things that are going to help you overcome and at the end be the team on top. And then we kind of stop and look at all the other teams, and we're just taking it one step at a time. We're not trying to throw everything at the girls at once, and I think that's really helping them catch their breath and not feel overwhelmed by any means.
Lady Wildcats hit a three-game skid, but finished with a fine 35-5 season record.
So it was a good learning point for us. I mean, we had to stop and, you know, kind of catch our breath at one point. And, you know, those three losses in a row were to some pretty big teams. So we went to that tournament at Concordia running into 3A and 4A teams. And, you know, my girls battled with them. We just weren't able to be successful. But having that bump in the road at that time, I think, was kind of something we needed to where we could step back and reevaluate and reassess our play and see what we needed to work on.
Lady Wildcat coach Melissa Holly and her team again hits the court this morning at 11. Then at 1 and again at 3 today. Paxton Gordon with the play-by-play live on FM 95.5. Meanwhile, at Dodge City, Centralia faces Spearville at 8:30, Burlingame at 10:30, and Little River at 1:30. State volleyball action Friday and Saturday in Kansas.
KNDY.
Think that I would be so sad if you ever walked away, just to think I needed you so bad. Did I say that I'd never leave you behind? Well, just keep treating me unkind, 'cause fool, I'm a woman and I'm bound to change my mind. When a woman, it's imperative you show her that you love her. If you don't, it's her prerogative.
you think I'm thinking? Now you treat me like some silly girl.
He kissed his heart goodbye. He nearly drove right off the road, and all she did was smile. But when she burned up their first dinner and lay crying on the couch, that's the moment that